T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Local people. Local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
For the first time since last spring, when all in-person schooling ended because of the pandemic, some students will be back in classes starting today in a suburban high school district. A report from Tinley Park now and WBBM's Bernie Tafoya.
Starting today, students will be able to receive in-person instruction one day a week here in District 230. Classes in person will take place 4 days a week, but only a quarter of the student populations at a time will be allowed in Sandburg, Stagg, and Andrew High Schools. There are parents who have indicated in comments at a recent school board meeting that that plan is nowhere near good enough. They want their children in school more than one day a week. If area COVID numbers improve, the district plans to move to 2 days a week of in-person learning, but for now, it's one day a week in school, 4 days online. Outside Andrew High School in Tinley Park, Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Police are investigating after a body was found inside a burning car behind a restaurant in Joliet.
Joliet firefighters were called to the Habanero restaurant on Essington Road just after 5 o'clock on Saturday morning. After firefighters extinguished the fire, they found a body inside the car. While police and the Will County coroner have yet to identify the body, Margarita Banda tells the Joliet Herald that her 34-year-old son was inside that car. She says her son was a single father who adored his daughters, ages 6 and 7. The cause of the fire is still under investigation. Rob Hart, News Radio 105.9 FM.
Groundbreaking is set for this morning for a new industrial development on Chicago's South Side. Mayor Lightfoot and other dignitaries will attend the ribbon cutting of Phase 1 of Commerce Park Chicago at 121st and S Avenue. It will house light manufacturing, assembly, and logistics. It will also help break ground for Phase 2, the development expected to eventually create 1,400 jobs. Now for sports with Bear coach Matt Nagy, here's Josh Liss.
Good morning, folks. Just another nail-biting Sunday comeback from 16 points down in Atlanta. Backup quarterback Nick Foles leads the Bears to victory over the Falcons, 30-26. It sounds a little unreal this morning, doesn't it, Matt Nagy? Good morning, coach.
Good morning. How you doing? Yeah, it was a fun win to be able to come back and get that, and I'm just proud of our players and coaches for sticking through that whole thing.
I bet Pat Cassidy's with us, too. Pat jumped up off his couch on the winning touchdown yesterday and still hasn't sat down. Hey, what do you think about being the first team to rally from down 16 points or more in the fourth quarter twice in the same season, and you've done it in the first three games with two different quarterbacks? What a stat.
Yeah, it is. They said that to me yesterday, and it's pretty impressive that that's never been done before. And that's not something we want to live in, obviously, being down 16 points, both, you know, two out of three games. But at the same time, it talks to who our players are, the character, the culture, the DNA that we have. I'm proud of them.
Coach, congratulations, 3-0. Your teams fight right to the very last minute. The big obvious question is Nick Foles, your new quarterback.
Yeah, that's stuff that, you know, we got together last night and we as coaches talked through some things, and today we're going to, clean things up as well. And we haven't made that decision yet, but we're going to go ahead and probably end up making it here today or tomorrow.
Yeah, that was more than just being a game manager, too. Some real smarts on display, pre-snap, line of scrimmage, and more. What was Nick able to do to really gain control of the game the way he did?
Well, I just think that you could really see that when he came in, Nick's been through a lot. He's seen a lot of different defenses, and You could feel that yesterday. They were presenting some different looks on the back end and then with what they were doing with a lot of stunts and games on the front end. But you could see it, feel a calm out there, and he was getting us into some good situations and then making plays and giving the wide receivers and tight ends chances to go up and make plays, and that's what they did.
But you're down Tariq Cohen, yet 3-0, so sort of conflicting news, the sad stuff with Tariq and the knee injury. There have been a real commitment noticeably to the running game this season. Now he's out. So how do you keep it rolling on the ground?
Yeah, well, no, we're number one, super sad in regards to that with Tariq. You know, he's such a guy that has so much energy to us, and just the little things he does in the huddle, the way he handles his teammates, and then obviously what he can do on the field. He's a weapon for us. So, but he was really good spirits on the bus. You know, he has a good perspective that there's a lot of people in a lot worse situation than him right now. And so I like that about him. He's going to be a big part of it. But we got to continue getting that run game going and keep that going. That's going to be a big weapon for us as we move forward.
You got the Colts coming in unbeaten and perhaps imperfect. What's your big picture take on this start of the season? And what do you want the players to think of themselves at this point?
Yeah, well, you know what, guys? I think that it's important to understand that to be 3-0 is really good. I know we like that, but we understand that there's a lot of season left. We're going to dig into the Colts today and see where they're at. I know they're a really good football team. They're well coached by Frank Reich. Have a lot of respect for Frank, and they play hard. So again, we're going to have to bring our A game, but wanted our guys to enjoy it last night, and now here we go. We get back to work today and really start game planning for how we want to attack these guys.
Back to work, and good luck getting ready for Indy in town Sunday. And we'll hear from you again at 7 o'clock tonight, along with Jeff Joniak on the Bears Coaches Show.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen at WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and, of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.